खाता हूं न खाने दूंगा। कौन कहता है भ्रष्टाचार करने की जरूरत होती है? भाइयों बहनों, मेरा मंत्र है न खाता हूं न खाने दूंगा। और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों, मुझे यहां विकास करना है, मुझे यहां शिक्षा की चिंता करनी है, मुझे यहां किसानों को पानी पहुंचाना है, मुझे यहां किसानों को उनकी फसल पर पूरी कीमत मिले इसका प्रबंध करना है, मुझे नौजवानों को रोजगार देना है, मुझे माताओं बहनों को सम्मान देना है।
नमस्ते, सुस्वागतम एंड वेलकम फ्रेंड्स ऑन आ विराट हिंदुस्तान संगम सोशल मीडिया चैनल्स। वी आर ऑन एपिसोड नंबर 227 एंड टुडे वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग द इलेक्ट्रल बॉन्ड्स ऑन आर ज्ञान गंगा वर्ड्स ऑफ विजडम विद डॉक्टर सुब्रमण्यम स्वामी, जर्नलिस्ट जे गोपी कृष्णन, हु इज बेस्ड इन दिल्ली एंड हु हैज बीन in the forefront exposing numerous scandals in the past and especially of 2G and other scandals. He will give his insight. And we also have with us our team member TK Swaminathan from Chennai, who's a chartered accountant, who will give us a vivid presentation of what the electoral bond scam is all about. And with these words, it is over to Dr. Subramaniam Swami to start this discussion on this electoral bond and what it means, where it is heading, what will happen, and everything behind it. Dr. Swami, then we'll have Swaminathan, and then Gopi Krishna, Dr. Swami again, and the entire team will be discussing in the next 45 minutes to an hour. Open to Dr. Swami.
Thank you, Jagdish. Now, this scam by all scam, the definition of scam, I think our Swami Lion would give it more accurately. The scam has been unprecedented because of the amount of money that was siphoned off by various parties, but most importantly, overwhelmingly by the BJP, which was supposed to stand for fighting corruption and things like that. So it's been a big blow for the BJP. At the moment, still people are groping with the whether, you know, there is some way out or what. They're not very sure, but there is going to be an issue which is going to be not only in the elections, but I think it will be like Watergate in America, or it will be like some of the scandals we have had, the 2G scam, and then before that, the purchase of weapons during Rajiv Gandhi's time. So we are starting it in the very early stages. The first fraud that was committed on the Indian public is when this electoral bonds was introduced in Parliament, only in the Lok Sabha, saying this is the money bill, so it will not go to the Rajya Sabha. Money bills don't go to Rajya Sabha. It only remains in the Lok Sabha. And Rajya Sabha, at that time, they did not have majority. And so it couldn't have got it through. So therefore, it began this way. Now, having come this far, the Supreme Court has done a great job so far. I hope the Supreme Court continues with this heat that they are generating, which is lighting fires in the pants of many people. And so today, what I'm asking, I'm going to do is, because we have got two experts. One, our Gopi Krishnan, who was my teammate in 2G, even my teammate in Aircel Maxis and so many other scams. I usually got the newspaper credit, but in the knowing people who know, they all know that it is the brains of Gopi Krishnan which produced all these things to a kind of a finality. Now, I think I would like to say to Gopi Krishnan, get ready. You are again with us on this to take it forward. We are not going to let it go. At the moment, there are others who have been saying that they are going to take it up in court again. We'll go back to this Supreme Court for further investigation. But we will wait and watch that. The second we have is a chartered accountant who is also part of the VHS. And that is, we call him Swami Lion because he is a lion, but otherwise he is known as Swami Nathan. And he is going to give us our expert opinion. And so I think I would reserve my view towards the end. Let us first hear these two and know the technical aspects of it. Only thing I would say in conclusion is that the donors stretch across 32 different sectors of India in terms of payment. Now, this is an enormous fraud that has been committed on the nation. And we want to know who are the culprits. And so over to Gopi Krishnan and then to Swami Lion. Gopi Krishnan.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dr. Swami. After a long time, it's my pleasure to with you in an academic debate on these subjects. And one more, I'm happy to have our chartered accountant, Swami Nathan, who is always behind the scenes, has come out in open with all data, because data is with him. I always call him for any related matters. And frankly, sir, this election bond, this electoral bond was... Why BJP government brought it? Because it was Arun Jaitley's, late finance minister Arun Jaitley's brainchild, and I really don't know why he brought this. Those days he used to tell us, and he even said in the parliament, the contributors feel awkward or they want anonymity, and they don't want to know other political party or opponent should know how much they gave the money to the other rivals and others. So they want an anonymity. I think some industrialists might have given a bad idea, sold bad idea to Arun Jaitley. Because till that time, election rule is about 20,000. Everything has to be declared. So below $20,000 name, you don't need to declare. Above $20,000. But there also, political parties and the donors does the Indian jugaad. They will come with big companies like Tata, Reliance, Airtel come through the trusts. Some charity trusts and electoral trusts. They did it. We have an Iraradia tape. In 2009, Mamata Banerjee released a conversation of Ratan Tata's companies to fund communist parties in West Bengal. Because communist parties, Ratan Tata wanted to stop the surge of Trinamool Congress. So that time, they released a lot of documents, how much money fund was given by Ratan Tata in West Bengal. So that time, there was a dialogue between Niraradia and Tata's secretary Venkat. They say, we have a formula. We will give two installments to all political parties. Before election, we will give the first installment. Second installment will be after the winning number of MPs and MLAs. And Ratan Tata's secretary tells Niraradia, every political party, including Madam Sonia Gandhi, agreed to this. Only two parties did not agree. So we were forced to give them full amount. One is Communist Party and another is Mayawadi's BSP. Now in the electoral bonds also, we will come to know no Mayawadi. No Mayawadi. Communist parties already declared they won't. They are against the electoral bonds and they went to Supreme Court against the electoral bonds. They did not accept it. Mayawadi also did not accept no electoral bond. When you correlate with the Radia tapes, so she wanted everything full in some other way. And in the electoral bond, now the list has come. There is no Ratan Tata. No Tata companies. No Tata companies in this thing. That Niraradia takes also, Ratan Tata is telling the trust, telling Radia, we have our people. Our trust man will say he has no association with us. So we have to make a statement from our electoral trust. We or our, no Tata company has have no association with this trust. Ratan Tata is the highest payer of this thing. And now in this electoral fund, Mukesh Ambani's company's name is also not there, but there is a company, Cube Supply Chain. Am I right, Swaminathan? Cube Supply Chain. They are the third largest donor. And there are some directors of Reliance. Also donors list is there. Mukesh Reliance list is there. And the highest donor is none other than Santiago Martin. Now he has given 1,300 crore and to the highest receiver is DMK 559 crore. It's a, he is running all kind of illegal lotteries in the Tamil Nadu, Kerala using Northeast license. All his even though he is operating in Kerala and Tamil Nadu, his companies are registered basically in Northeast and he is representing Northeast governments, which is most corrupt. And he got the lottery license. He will collect and he will give 10 to 15% to the government and rest. He and the parties in running will share the loot. That's why 1,300 crores he has given his companies. And another thing is this electoral bond. What government did was a total wrong. Earlier, the companies with 7% net, companies having profit, can give up to 7% of their profit. But this through this money bill, government has changed it. Now, lot of companies who is not having profit or who is having less profit is giving such a huge donation, 10, 20, 30% of their, 30 times of their so-called profit, so many shell companies. So why the Modi government, which wanted to, who batted for the need of transparency and of corruption, come out with these electoral bonds, which itself has created a lot of secret money, secret hidden operations through companies, and secrecy of the donors. I really don't know why we are talking about the secrecy of the donors. Why it comes, otherwise secrecy of the donors was not possible if it is about 20,000. And the political parties will go, the corporate donors will come through some trust, they will give hard cash. Dr. Swami, you are in politics for how much, 50, more than 60, you know how the political things come. You have told us so much how the bank money is passed through and this and that. And our Jagdish ji was also there. And
yes.
I mean, all this back cash, Motilal Vora kind of system operations were happening. And why it was electoral fund scheme? And look at the sir, I have a, I'm just asking, I am curious. BJP is now having 8,000 crore, highest. BJP is having around 15 governments and across India, central government rule. They got 8,000 crore. But Mamata Banerjee's party, TMC, only having one state, is having the number two party. Once they got 1,300 crore. Congress having four or five governments during this area, they got one, they also got 1,300 crore below community, below Mamata's party. Then DMK is having 600 crore with a single state. And BRS, Jagat's party and Andhra based parties are also there. But the, and NCP is very less. Bombay, India's Sharad Pawar controlled party got very less funding compared to others, is a laughable thing. And Samajwadi party, just few crores, that's also a laughable thing. RJD's numbers are also not seen. Mayawati's no numbers. So this was a total intransparent way electoral fund. Basically, it started by coming through parliament as a money bill. That itself is arrogance of the government. Government should not have done that. By changing the provisions of the company law, by changing the provisions of Election Representation Act and Election Commission rules and guidelines, and changing income tax rules also by the simple... Why government, who pushed this idea, who sold this idea to Arun Jaitley? I don't know. He was always telling us, donors has a problem. They want anonymity. They don't want to know how much they give to a particular party to be known to other parties. So they, isko koi dikkat nahi chahiye. So, but now the Supreme Court has banned, scrapped everything. Now I leave to you, sir. What is, you tell us why they came it as a money bill?
Yeah. Okay, Shreya. Ask Swaminathan to take over and then we will all have a mutual discussion, the three of us. Yes, go ahead.
Swami, we can't hear you. Swami, something's wrong with your mic.
Swaminathan.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you, Dr. Swami and VHS family for having me. I'll straight away jump into that. Since the topic started with money bill, I'll just straight jump into that. Gopiji and rest of the viewers, if you look at the background on which electoral bonds was introduced, it was introduced in 2017, just after some time about demonetization and when the topic of GST was looming around the corner. That was the time when, you know, electoral bonds was pushed through as a money bill. Now, as a money bill, as I understand, it's going via Article 110 of the Indian Constitution. But Supreme Court, in this electoral bond judgment, has categorically said that they are not going to address this issue in this judgment. It is being considered on another judge in a 7-judge bench of Roger Matthew case, which is being examined right now. But having said that, my cursory reading of Article 110 of the Indian Constitution, which is you know, in the screen. So what does a money bill say? That it's imposition, abolition, remission, alteration, and regulation of any tax. As far as I can understand, electoral bonds is not a tax. It's a kind of voluntary donation that is being called for. So it doesn't fit into the criteria of money bill at all. And going to the another limb of B is relating to consolidated funds and amendment of the law with the financial obligation undertaken by the government of India and things like it. Electoral bonds doesn't fit in either. And then the custody of the consolidated fund or the contingency fund of India, the payment of the monies into and withdrawal of monies from such fund. Electoral bonds doesn't fit in here either. Then the appropriation of monies out of the consolidation fund of India. Now, so if you can see the other limbs, I don't know, electoral bonds doesn't fit into any of the schemes as outlined in Article 110 of the Constitution to, you know, navigate it as a money bill. Nevertheless, you know, what we can understand by this scheme is government of India of the day, right, is competent enough to illegally design a law and challenging litigants to approach Supreme Court. It's a challenge on the rest of the public so that they can go to court and challenge if it is a money bill or not. Otherwise, they are well competent enough to know that it doesn't fill out any of the criteria of the money bill. Just to start a discussion around that money bill. And then having the scheme floated through, much of my data is taken from Supreme Court judgment. But if you see an interesting part, RBI and Election Commission stood their ground and opposed it tooth and nail. Okay. As far as the scheme operates, it's going to be like a promissory note, not exactly a promissory note because it doesn't have a bearer name. So just to give you an explanation, suppose Mr. X, he goes to the bank. And on a particular day, a bond is released. There is a window happening of 4 times a year. So he just goes there and pays the money and gives his KYC documents. That is the first purchaser. The bank sees his KYC and gives a electoral bonds to him. That's the first leg of the transaction. Then the purchaser of the bond either directly approaches a party or through third party, whatever happens, he gives a details of the bond purchased to the political party. And then political party goes to the bank and deposits in their account. And then it is being cross-verified with a unique alphanumeric number. And then the amount gets credited to the political party accounts. That's the scheme that has happened so far. Now, the issue that's happening right now is SBI so far has not shared the unique number for them to verify who has purchased the bond and who has encashed it. That's the matter for debate, which the SC is going to hear tomorrow. But as a common person, we find it too silly to not to give these details because anyhow, buying and selling has to be matched. Now, having said that, what are the, let us look into what RBI and EC has objected to. RBI has objected to the scheme stating that the bonds could change hands after they have been issued by the bank. Therefore, there is no check for the same as the purchaser who has completed the KYC, whose identity is thereupon completely concealed, may not be the actual contributor or donor. So therefore, anybody can appoint a proxy as a KYC who can go and purchase the bond and give it to political parties. You will never know the who is the real donor of the party. And therefore, not only that, the real donor trail is completely erased in the process. And RBI has also forewarned that electoral bonds in the form of scrip could expose a risk of forgery and cross-border countership is also possible. These warnings by RBI has been completely ignored by the government. And more importantly, RBI tried to protect its territory by saying that, you know, its issue allowing any other bank to issue electoral bonds could challenge RBI's sole authority for issuing bearer instruments, which has the potential of becoming currency. Again, this was ignored. So these were the valid points which put across by RBI, but government to its credit replied to RBI or at least stated that RBI is not in a position to understand electoral bonds. That was a reply given to RBI stating that and therefore they need much more education around that. And Election Commission to state that, you know, making an amendment to Representation of People Act to state that it's a retrograde step as far as transparency of donation is concerned and this provision needs to be withdrawn. That was the state of Election Commission. And most importantly, RBI and Election Commission joined hands to say that there is a possibility of shell companies being set up who can misuse the bearer bonds for money laundering transactions. In addition to electoral commission, we have affidavit. I think election commission is affidavit said that. So there is also a possibility that a foreign funding can happen, because foreign subsidiaries which has set up operations in India is also allowed to purchase bonds. Therefore, there is a possibility that foreign interference may happen. These were the concerns raised by RBI in an election commission, but unfortunately it got ignored. Having now that Supreme Court has ruled that electoral bonds amendment, whatever has been proposed, is violative of Article 19, bracket 1, bracket A, let us look into what are the amendments that was passed. The Representation of People Act was amended to state that exempted political parties were exempted from publishing the details of the contributions received from electoral bond. Normally, a political party is expected to, you know, publish those details, but the act was amended making them not to publish these details. And then Financial Act and Income Tax Act both were amended to state that the political parties need not have a record of contributions to electoral bonds as well. They don't have the, and no information has to be disclosed in the transaction of electoral bonds. And then coming to the point which Gopi GS, you know, mentioned earlier, the Companies Act, the Companies Act were amended to state that they removed any obligations to maintain the details about bonds contributed to political parties, including its political affiliation. This was not possible in the case of electoral trust, whereas if you purchase electoral bond, you are not under the obligation to maintain any details. And most importantly, earlier, only a profit-making company, after 3 years of profit-making, to subject to some limit, 7% or 7.5%, can contribute. Now the Companies Act amended to state that even a loss-making entities can contribute to electoral bonds or purchase electoral bonds. In other words, a company can make loss by purchasing the bonds also. It's allowed. So these were the amendments which was nullified by Supreme Court. But suffice to say that every route has been studied in advance and navigated to ensure that there is no disclosure happening and there is no record getting into the system at all. They want to retain the anonymity across all the platforms, across all the apps. Now, there is a chance of being quid pro quo that is being discussed. So far, it's not been proved. But we can easily map the dates, which many, you know, media portals are doing, including newspapers, in terms of what is going to happen. But suffice to say this, the huge corporate contributions channelized through electoral bonds are clearly not acts of philanthropy nor corporate social responsibility. That much is clear. The scheme constituted a major conduit for consolidating and reinforcing corporate nexus with the ruling dispensation. This ruling dispensation could be state or central, it's a different matter, but the fact remains that there is a nexus. Now, coming to the point, the overall spending limit for candidates is, we have 543 Lok Sabha constituencies. We have 95 lakhs upper limit per candidate as per ECA, which will ballpark comes to 515 crores. We have 4123 assembly constituencies across India, and the limit is 40 per lakh. Put together, you only need 2165 crores of money as far as electoral bonds is concerned. But what we have collected is close to 16500 crores, which means the electoral bonds is not exactly for electoral expenses. It's 8 times more. It's for something else, which we need to find out. So, these are all pretty much which has come up so far from the, you know, judgment of Supreme Court. And as Dr. Swami and Gopi Krishnan said, much remains to be seen going forward in days to come, especially from tomorrow. As soon as when the SBI is going to disclose the alphanumerical code, we should be in a position to match these numbers with the company who has purchased. That will bring even more clarity. And then we map it with, if at all any policy changes has happened with the central or state government subsequent to the dates, or any raid has happened or not happened, whether it is for that or not. That could back up, we still need to investigate. But at this point of time, this is the information which we have from the court judgment and other articles. Thank you for your time. And Gopi ji, just to say that TMC, I understand from the reading, it's a national party, not a state party.
But it is only in the one state, and they collected 1,300 crore, and yes, the BJP with whole country and around 15, 16 states, there come only 8,000 crore. Now I will make a small thing. This election commission always, this maximum figure of per constituency 95 lakh and all just bunkum. Indian per parliament 95 lakh only, and they will these candidates. And I am not saying let it be. Don't take it negatively. We have good chartered accountants like you to give you so much bigger has to be filed than others. That 95 lakhs, but actual 10 crore is the minimum need per constituency for major candidates. And this electoral bond, actually it has to be, this is just allowing only parties to take, not the candidates. This electoral bond is happening. It is now during the election time, finance ministry opens the window, SBI it is there, such and such days the electoral bonds will be allowed from the SBI's designated branches, and only the registered parties who are having accounts in the proper way can be taken. And I really don't know why, who sold this idea of electoral bonds, and which says there should be anonymity. Then what is the need of democracy and transparency? And why the parties, otherwise also, earlier rules are also 20,000 above is there, you have to declare, but they come through trust, they come through some other back cash and others. But why this electoral board system? And that to come with a money bill changing the Companies Act, well, there was government was misguided, or then finance minister, somebody sold a cock and bull story and he fell for it, or otherwise he purposefully fell for it. I don't know. Such a foolish thing. And it is a slap on the government when the parliament, as Zuhri Court, quashes it. And then the government goes through SBI telling all these things, then get it delayed for 3 months, and SBI says 24 months. Tomorrow SBI is getting slapped from the court for delaying, not giving entire things properly. So you cannot find the donor, how much money, numbers and others withheld. So SBI, why SBI was forced to act? SBI means finance ministry. Why they were forced to do this, become jokers before the people of the country? We don't know.
Gopiji, to answer your question, finance minister, then finance minister, in his speech, budget speech of 2017, para 165, has said that the reasoning for this, donors have also expressed reluctance in donating by check or other transparent methods, as it would disclose their identity and entail adverse consequences. This was the reason given for prima facie, a reason given for introduction of electoral bonds.
And donors expressed to finance minister. That itself is a laughable thing. He has not contested any elections, only after he lost it.
No, I feel Gopikrishnan and our Swaminathan squibbling over how much TMC should have got and how much the BJP should have got. I think all three of you, that is Dr. Swami, Gopikrishnan and Swaminathan and the Supreme Court, are very uncharitable towards the ex-finance minister and the prime minister. In fact, you all have not helped Modi Sarkar or Modi ji to fulfill his election promise. He had promised 15 lakh rupees to each citizen. Now that 15 lakh, he calculated, and it was to come to these political parties, these crooks, all the political parties. So the Supreme Court has come in the way and stopped the transfer of 15 lakh rupees that which kit he had promised to these political parties. He forgot the citizen, it was to come to the political parties, and the political parties would spend it on the people. Ultimately, the people would get it. So Gopikrishnan, Dr. Swami and Swaminathan and the Supreme Court and the petitioners have been very uncharitable to Narendra Modi and the ex-finance minister and making this statement. Some more funds could have come in, then this thing would have, people would have got the money, just as they said there was zero loss in the 2G scam. People said we are getting cheap mobile tariffs. So the same way people would have got this 15 lakhs through the political parties, ultimately the money comes back to the people. It is distributed during the election. So y'all are very uncharitable, I feel. Y'all have blocked Modi Sarkar's plan, mai khaunga nahi, khane dunga nahi. All this, y'all are creating obstruction.
Nee, sir, actually, money giving to people only in Tamil Nadu. What is our daily giver? Money on given money. There is muscle power is there. But anyway, Jagdish ji, what you said, Abhisha has given. Ye jumla hota hai, election mein, he will speak like this. And so please, jumla.
At least I had a hope of getting 15 lakh rupees as promised by Mr. Modi. Now that Supreme Court has come in the way.
Until now, Supreme Court has made Government of India, State Bank of India's party. By your statement, you are making entire citizens of India is also party to this.
But I am the loser.
He was just joking. He is just being sarcastic.
Sir, I have a question to all the panelists.
30 seconds. All right. So, I mean, for all the people who are seeing, the data we have seen so far today, Dr. Swami, is only from April 2019. There is 1 year extra, 1.5 years extra worth of data that we don't know. But according to some RTA, that's worth about 5,800 crores to BJP. I mean, I'm just leave that aside. We don't, I mean, we let's ascertain when those facts come out because we don't know the data that we got. And anecdotally, Dr. Swami, since I've mentioned before 2018, I want to show you something on the screen. Okay, it's just it's more anecdotal. BJP being a very brilliant party, extremely futuristic. They are, I don't know what they, how they.
Oh, have. It seems to be the typist of BJP made
a. It's just a 12,000 crore. It is just only 12,000 crore mistake, I think. That's fine. 12 crore mistake, sorry. Dr. Swami, BJP has said that they got a bond on 4th April, but the bond was dated on 5th April. Unless they time travel, I don't know how they do this. I mean, this is very unique to BJP. But if we say this, then it is a typing mistake. We accept. Then even Sonia Gandhi can also be considered a typing mistake. No, Gopi. That way, what I'm saying is this is a declaration given by the party to the ACI and the Supreme Court. And they should be careful by these things. Whether it is a mistake, not a mistake, we don't know. For all you know, I am saying that they already knew that this guy is going to give me 12 crores tomorrow. So I put it today.
But another thing is you have not declared the donor's name. Yeah, but good that DMK and Devagoda's Janata Dal declared the names.
I think everybody should start declaring the names. Everybody so should start. We should know. They should know. And Dr. Swami, I have only one question to you specifically. Given that these companies have given so much a party and that name has been disclosed, what are the chances that the shareholders of these companies sue these companies or have an issue with the companies? That's a question you can answer later. Arvind ji, aap le sakte hain. Aap Hindi mein baat
kijiye. No. Let me take the clue from what Ramesh said just now. These companies, Ramesh, most of them, except some of them which are larger companies, most of them are one-man companies. These are shell companies which have given, Madanlal Limited has given thousands of crores. These companies are basically shell companies. These companies have collected some other donors whose name has not come out. Everybody was saying there are hum do hamare do. In this country, there are hum do hamare do. Do se khareed rahe hain, do ko bech rahe hain. Now, where are these two people? Gopi Krishnan has mentioned, which is now public knowledge about quick supply chain company, which is a Binami company or a shell company.
Reliance.
That is Mukesh Ambani. But what about others? And how Mukesh Ambani, whether in the books of Mukesh Ambani's companies, the money has been given to quick supply chain to be given to BJP or any other party for that matter. Because
some of Ambani directors are also donors. Some of
the and now the question for shareholders was that whether the Reliance company shareholders have given permission to anybody in the Reliance company to give money to quick supply chain so that the money can be given to a political party in the form of electoral bonds. That is one question.
Sorry to interrupt.
Janata Dal's declaration, big profit-making companies, Infosys giving Devagoda 1 crore or something, 1 or 2 crore.
Not only that, another question is, this table is in circulation, that this company called Gaming, whatever the Santiago Martins company, company had made a profit of 200 crores.
But paying 1,300 crores.
Paying 1,400 crores. That means a company which is making a profit of 200 crores, where from they are paying the 1,400 crores? And where are they? This is not a business.
And I'll tell one thing about this Martin. Santiago Martin, I studied. Okay. I'll tell about this Santiago Martin.
Funny thing is, there are companies which have been in existence only for 4 months. Whereas as per the electoral bond, they have to give a statement that we have been in the operation for 3 years, 3 financial years. That is the kind of statement they have to make. And if this is the statement they are making and the company has been existent for a few months, I mean, what kind of monitoring was done? Where was the corporate ministry? What they were doing? I mean, that means one hand the government did not know what the other hand is doing.
Say in the nutshell.
Arvind ji, ek minute, please. Gopi, you're going to talk about Martin. Finish that. Arvind ji, aapse ek request hai ki aap Hindi pe baat kijiye, kyunki bahut sare log Hindi pe sunna chahte hain.
Jarur, jarur. Sawal puchnu Dr. Swami se, short term question, long term question alag hai. Mera short term question ye hai ki ab chunav ka karyakram ghoshit kar diya gaya hai, chunav aayog ne kar diya hai. अभी पूरी सुनवाई उच्चतम न्यायालय में इस मामले की नहीं हुई है. कल भी सुनवाई जारी रहेगी, आगे भी जारी रहेगी. स्टेट बैंक के जो कर्मचारी हैं उन्होंने बताया कि चेयरमैन ने गलती करके ये डेट मांगी, 106 दिन का समय मांगा है. अब डॉक्टर स्वामी कृपया ये हमारे व्यूअर्स को बताएं कि इसका कोई चुनाव पे कोई लेना देना है क्या? क्या चुनाव पे कोई असर होने वाला है क्या इसका?
नहीं, वो तो पब्लिक फैसला करनी है. आखिर में ये जो हुआ है ये तो साफ साफ घोटाला है. ये एक जिसको कहते हैं इंग्लिश में स्कैंडल. इसी तो मैं ये कह रहा हूं कि आज ये जारी रहे ना रहे, परंतु सवाल है कि एक्शन कौन लेगा. सारा बोझ तो सुप्रीम कोर्ट पर लग रही है. हाँ. तो सुप्रीम कोर्ट फैसला दे सकती है, परंतु जाकर एफआईआर नहीं फाइल कर सकती है. तो इसमें हमको भी सोचना है कि जैसे हमने 2G में किया, जैसे हमने एयरसेल मैक्सिस में किया, कई अवधों में किया, नेशनल हेरल्ड में किया, मुझे लगता है कि हम जो यहाँ बैठे हैं हम ही को जाकर एफआईआर फाइल करना पड़ेगा या एक पीआईएल डालना पड़ेगा. नहीं तो इसमें ये सारा चले जाएगा वैसे ही. मैं और ये भी कहूँगा कि जिन जिन लोगों ने दिया है उनको हम कम उनके ऊपर जिम्मेदारी रखें. जो सरकार ऐसा करना नहीं चाहिए था, उल्टा वो पकड़ना चाहिए था जो चोरी करते हैं, उन्होंने ही ये इस प्रकार से क्या कहें 420C की और उन्होंने ये पैसा लिया है. तो और ये मैं समझता हूँ पब्लिक उनके बारे सोचना चाहिए और इलेक्शन में वो एक महत्वपूर्ण इश्यू बनेगा जरूर. मैं मुझे पूरा विश्वास है.
ओके गोपी,
see this is basically shows the non democratic nature of the people running the country. First you come out with a non democratic item, non transparent item, electoral bond, which says I'm sad the parties who fought against the Congress party's corruption and talked too much, nahi gaunga khane nahi dunga, but you allowed everybody to come. And Let us come to this few lottery company. The future, the highest 1,300, a few 500 or more, half it has gone to DMK. I know this Martin very well. Martin was operating in Tamil Nadu and Kerala using his Northeast registrations in Sikkim and Nagaland lotteries. where he was bribing everybody, and he collects the huge lottery cash and gave some 10% to the government, rest for 45, or he must be taking 30 and others. He was, Martin was a worker in Myanmar, and he was, once he picked a fight with Karunanidhi, because his daughter has once created a movie about him with hundreds of crores. And then, so he, his works were not happen. When Karunanidhi was coming in wheelchair, Martin just went and asked this thing. That annoyed Karunanidhi. He just looked at DGP and Martin was whisked away. Martin was in jail. Then Martin was seen in Kerala's Communist Party donor. And when it came, Communist Party gave back some 2-3 crores something. But this is why I always say, bribe givers are the same. Politician says, when BJP came, Martin's son joined in BJP in BJP headquarters Delhi when Tamil Nadu unit opposed. So Ram Madhav brought him. Making him as a Jammu Kashmir Tamil, Martin's son, as a Jammu Kashmir unit BJP member, and he did it. Now I saw recently he has been coming with some society and meeting finance ministers, some delegation and others. So the corrupt fellows are this thing. This is a non-transparent item, and I am just laughing on this electoral bond. Though the government claimed that they will bring for election transparency and others, then where are the major players? Ratan Tata is the, should have been the highest player looking at the companies and the profits he earned. Then it should have been Ambani, Mukesh Ambani's companies. Then where is Adani's companies? Adani is supposed to be the highest beneficiary. Wherever the governments or the Modi government also, Adani was the highest beneficiary in getting airports and seaports and the roads and construction. But there is no Adani company we have been seeing in the
Mega Engineering.
Mega is basically a Telugu based company. It's a Hyderabad based. Adani has some construction, some projects. Maybe you can call us a subsidiary. And these are all the company. Mega is not a big company, but now they are emerged in the highway. I have a national highway preparation, others, constructions, infrastructure. It's a working company on profit. But then where is the money? L&T is not paying any money. Electoral fund. Why L&T kind of companies? Because if Mega is paying this much, what should have been the L&T's payment to the political parties? Why it is so? Because the electoral bonds, himself is a decision. Why you are keeping in Donald's name cannot be there. This number has to end. The worst is after, even after Supreme Court this thing, tomorrow Supreme Court is going to screw SBI for not giving the number. Why you are holding this? Why BJP government, central government led by BJP is holding? Look at the other players. Second is TMC, second receiver, second is BJP has received only 40% of 45% of total collection. 65% is to the opposition parties. Why BJP is holding this? Why BJP don't allow State Bank of India to give the donors list? It's just a computer work. This is the donor number, this is the donor's name, and this was encashed by such and such party. That's enough. And you can give a time.
Okay, why BJP? Why not all other political parties? Sabhi political party ko chahiye ki ab jinhone paisa liya hai, वो घोषित करें कि उनको पैसा किस नंबर से मिला, यूनिक नंबर.
Who told SBI chairman to file all these nonsense applications, hide and seek game in the court? Not the opposition parties, it's the ruling party. Why they did it? They got only 45%, and there is no this receiving
those political parties which are accusing BJP. They should also come forward. They should not only accuse BJP for accusing it. They should also come forward voluntarily. They should disclose that these are the unique numbers from where they have got the money.
Two parties have already done it.
So all parties should do it. I mean, if BJP is not doing it.
Yeah, I think Srinya Swaminathan wants to say something. Yes, you had your hand up.
Again, Swami, we are audio is bad. Audio is bad.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. If you are not able to find a big corporate name in electoral bonds, then maybe you can find their name as part of electoral trust. Okay. So companies which want to go there could also be there. And just to butter your argument, scam and things like it, just to have a definition of the scam. Scam is an illegal trick, usually with the purpose of getting money from the people. Whether this electoral bond scheme did that or not is anybody's guess, right? It's illegal, ruled later, but it was devised in such a way that it is illegal by purpose. So the scam is established there. The government is, the person who's introduced the scheme is very much a kind of a legal luminary, so I was told. So therefore, he knows the ins and outs of the scam to design a law frame like this, which can be challenged in the court later. That's where the scam is. The intention or the, you know, what we say, mens rea was there in the act itself for you to prove. That's
it. Swaminathan, the total declaration of electoral bonds is how much? 16,000 or 20,000 now?
16,518 crores, but others get up to 15.
So we are supposed to believe for the past 5 years, 2018 to 2014, 16,000 crore is the electoral of expenses received of all parties. No, this is a small figure.
This is much more. Yeah, yeah.
It's a very small figure.
Gopi ji,
let me ask one question. Yeah, go ahead.
What is disclosed by these electoral bonds is just the 10% of the 90% black money which political parties get.
Yeah.
This is a warning to the citizen. These electoral bonds, 10% is disclosed. The 90% comes in black money. And this is how the democracy which we talk about is manipulated. Everybody is part of this game. Political parties are part of the game. How many political parties can swear that how much is the minimum expenses required to fight elections? In today, I'm told for parliamentary elections, it is for a candidate is anything like 15 crores or more. 15 crores. Even in Bombay, a municipal corporation seat expenditure is as high as 1 crore. So it is for the people to rise and revolt against unnecessary expenses in the elections. So it is this 10% is here. I'm talking about the larger picture. 90% money is in black, and from a corporation seat to an MLA seat to a parliamentary seat, you can imagine what is the money which is involved. And we are all talking about electoral reforms, make some changes, have a revolution. But if everybody is involved across party lines, this is the halat of our electoral system.
One thing that can be done, Jagdish.
Yes.
Since now you're saying that everybody is involved, then the people should pick on someone who has promised you that he will clean up the system and he's a party to this dirt. Then people should first go one step by step. The people who have been making promises that they will clean up the system, they will not let anybody run away with this kind of money. This has to be the institution. If you today say that the parties should revolt, the people should revolt against all parties, this is not a practical proposition. There's no party today which can say that, listen, we are absolutely clean and you give us a chance to rule and we will fix all these people. Rather, the better way of doing it is to identify three or four people who are principal culprits in this thing that has happened. It's not really happened here, it's happened in BCCI, it has happened in almost every institution. So you have to pick and choose and and make those people who are fighting elections, who are responsible for it, in that the premier people should be identified and the public should defeat them. Anyone wants to comment on that?
Yes, you are correctly said that because this system, this electoral bonds has just created a mess for the government. They come out with a new system. There was no need of it. And existing electoral system was fine. They tried to rectify it and messed it up. And they should have at least, the Election Commission of India objected this, Reserve Bank of India objected this, or at least it should have been a debate in the party. And the parties don't have a debate. Some bureaucrat or some corporate guy must have fooled this government. And now, even after the Supreme Court, after a judgment, constitutional bench judgment, you are again going to the court with the State Bank of India chairman. Poor guy, I have sympathies to State Bank of India chairman for getting royal slap from the Supreme Court. Tomorrow also he is going to get the slap because Chief Justice of India says, why you are not giving the donor details, linking details. So this is a computer. The, every electoral bond has a number. He has to simply say bond number, donor number, donor name, receiver name, and just tally how much is the donor by such and such company, how much has gone to this party, that party, and what is the total of all these parties. These are the world of digitized world. Even if after that not a digitized world, so 2000 onwards, Microsoft Excel will give you this data. So why it happened? And BJP is getting all blamed for this. Look at the way. I have sympathies to BJP. They got only with the entire center and entire 15, 16 state. They got only 8,000 crore. And with the one state, Mamata got 1,300 crore. And what are they doing? Why they are... that's why I say that your party, there is no debates. Nothing is going on. They have unnecessarily created this mess and now again creating a mess by going with affidavits by SBI, not opening.
One interruption. See, one must understand that this project is a central government project. It is not any of the states have not they've benefited from it, but the whole conception was done by the central party. In particular, the then finance minister, and then this was accepted by the prime minister. So, therefore, the central party is the one that has to now make amends. Those who are responsible for putting up this, say, if the prime minister says, I was ignorant, I didn't know anything about it, somebody put up a piece of paper before me and I signed it, something like that. But then, who is that person who did it? At least he should be identified. The problem in all the previous ones, whether it was the Bofors thing, whether it was what we had in the various other, the people were identified, and then they were prosecuted. Here, nobody's getting identified. Who's done it? That the Supreme.
And Supreme Court SBI chairman is blocked. I think as a ruling party, ruler should have asked the SBI chairman, being a government of bank chairman, we must have asked the government what to do. You do whatever Supreme Court asked you. Every day you are getting
snaps. This is not the first time this kind of evil method has been chosen. There was a participatory note. There's nothing could be worse than that.
Yeah,
nobody gets caught. You see, it comes in through Mauritius and then it goes into the stock market and then they do everything and then take it away. It's a racket of the first order. It's still on. How many times have
you... No need for declaration. But even they go for 50,000 extra, bank will ask Aadhaar bank, father ka naam. They are nothing short of asking our horoscope.
Yes, sir, sir. So any other things are not done. You see, we have to be able to focus this whole discussion to ultimately say that the principal bearers of the responsibility are so and so. So at some stage, maybe not now because we're running out of time, but we should have another round where we identify who are the people who are principally involved. And I hope that the Supreme Court will produce the documents. Somewhere, somebody would have signed something in the files, and those files should be made available to the public by the Supreme Court.
But Dr. Swami, I think many of our viewers feel that you should lead the filing of the FIR or making a PIL in the Supreme Court for a monitoring of these cases, because I don't think it is going to die down in the Supreme Court. An FIR or a PIL for SIT monitoring or the Supreme Court monitoring of these cases like you did in the 2G. Because corruption is corruption, unless some people show the way, this will keep on going on and public memory becomes too short.
Yes, I agree, but I want to wait till the Supreme Court completes the process. Then I think I certainly will sit down with all of you. Gopikrishnan is a well-established, what shall I say?
007.
007 for us. So we'll sit down and we'll do it. But at this stage, we'll let the Supreme Court finish his work. And then I think we can go and file a PIL or something like that. And through that, some people, create an agency to prosecute these various people. I agree with you.
Arvind? Dr. Swami, in the... No, one second. Dr. Swami, you've heard all of us today.
Yes.
For the benefit of the viewers, can you brief this in Hindi so that there are a lot of Hindi viewers are also asking so that they can also benefit from what we've heard, so that if you can do that for us, it'll be great.
Well, we'll have another session for it.
Perfect. Okay.
For it. I speak only in Hindi, so then I and Arvind Chaturvedi can...
Perfect. We'll do that, Dr. Swami. Yeah.
Sure.
And if you don't, do you have anything to say, Dr. Swami, based on what you heard today?
Well, I think that probably I've seen so many scandals before, but this is the most sinister one I have seen. It's so sinister that you are actually destroying the system by making all these arrangements, and then through the arrangements you are collecting the money. And from whom? From those who are already in the trouble with the law. There are a lot of people who are poor business or negative business. Now, after this, the government has given them projects. I'll identify that as soon as I get the full material for the next occasion. But I will tell you this, that here it is not only that some people have come and given money, but those who gave the money, they have been rewarded. That part has not yet fully come out. And once it comes out, then you will know what a racket it is. And for there, it will become much easier to prosecute some people and go to court and ask for it. So that's what I would think that you have to wait for, just to see what is the advantage of those who gave money into this arrangement. What did they get out of it? And that should be identified. A lot of people who are blacklisted have got projects from the government. How is that possible? So all these have to be clarified.
Dr. Swami, I think as you did in the 2G, there is under the Prevention of Corruption Act, even if I have been not benefited. If suppose I was a minister and or the prime minister, if I have not benefited, but if I benefited somebody else, is also corruption, if I am not wrong, under the Prevention of Corruption Act. So that also will come into play in this case, perhaps.
Sure, absolutely. No question about it.
Arvind, and, we can wind up. It's more than an hour.
Okay, before I summarize, Dr. Swami has made a very important remark that since the judgment is still not out, the Supreme Court hearing is still on, therefore no action can be contemplated at this stage, for sure. And the urgency was that whether people should know who is corrupt and whether this practice was being used for corruption for one political party or the other, or all political parties for that matter, because everybody has benefited. Nobody is admitting that they have been benefited. Now, जो सबसे बड़ी बात आती है भ्रष्टाचार के खिलाफ, quid pro quo, कि क्या किसी मंत्री ने या सरकारी अधिकारी ने इस बॉन्ड की योजना के बहाने पैसा लेके काम किया है? निर्मला सीतारमन gave a statement the other day that we have raided those people who have given us money. That means we are clear. We are clean. I mean, this is a laughable statement for a minister to make. But as I said, there are too many things too early. And let the things precipitate with more investigation. When something comes out, certainly, as Dr. Swami suggested, we will discuss this issue. We will discuss this issue once again. And we'll also find out a solution, that how can the solution to the political party's funding or election funding can be found. Dinesh Goswami ke time se, since late 80s, hum roz sochte hain ki chunav reform kaise ho, chunav reform kaise ho, but no solution has come out so far in last 30 or 40 years. And zarur jab Arun Jaitley ji ne ye scheme banayi thi, to ye ghoshana ki thi ki this scheme is going to curb the black money being pumped into the elections and political parties. But aaj jo samne aa raha hai, ye to spasht hai ki Arun Jaitley ka jo mat tha wo sahi nahi tha, aur unconstitutional jo Supreme Court ne declare kar diya. Aur kitna samne aata hai, iske baad hum is pe dobara charcha karenge. Dhanyawad Gopi Krishnan, aap hamare karyakram mein bahut din ke baad aaye hain. In fact, we were thinking on so many issues, you can participate. Jagdish just now described you as 007. I call you Encyclopedia of Indian Politics. And being here in this program, it adds to our value. Thank you very much, Gopi, for joining us. Swaminathan gave such a good analysis today and through the presentation. Thank you, Swaminathan, for analyzing this whole black episode of electoral bond. Dr. Swami, as usual, he is the guide, mentor, and gives direction to the VHS and all such issues. Thank you, Dr. Swami, for being with us on this program and suggesting us what next to be done. Thanks, Jagdish. Thanks, Ramesh Swami, and the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Swaminathan, Tejas Naval Gul, Vishal Mehta, Najesh Naya. Next Sunday, we'll be coming up with another topic. Maybe by that time, some more discussion would have, some more information would have come out on this electoral bond also after tomorrow's hearing in Supreme Court. Thank you very much. We'll be meeting next Sunday. Till then, namaskar, jai. Yeah.